feeling always good, you know, when you at this point of the season. Have a bunch of teams who want to be here at this point, so you know, the feeling's always good.
Come on, how advantageous is it for defenders if it's wet conditions?
I mean, it's the game of football. You know, it's nothing different. We do ball drills every day, whether it's wet ball drills, whatever the weather's gonna be, we'll be prepared for it.
Tremont, last week, Russell went, I think, 8 for 8, 200 yards and 3 touchdowns on 3rd down. Mm-hmm. People mostly talk about him as a rusher first, but has he really grown in your eyes as a passer and what he's able to do throwing the ball?
I mean, Russell is a really smart guy. That's one of the things that jumps out at you when you immediately see him on film. For to be a guy that young, to be that smart and savvy, that don't come around too often. But, I mean, he has the ability, he has the tools to pretty much do whatever. And obviously he's grown over the years, and he continues to grow in that offense.
Asked Coach a little bit just a few minutes ago about the tackling on Lynch in week one. He said simply not good. Do you agree with that evaluation and what needs to change?
I agree with that evaluation, no doubt about it. What you also got to see is that, I mean, that guy's a pretty darn good running back also. So, you know, he makes guys miss at the same time as guys typically miss. But we know we got to get the job done, you know, hands down. We know that's one of the keys that it's going to take to win this game. And everyone has to be on their P's and Q's and get him down on the ground.
You've won the NFC Championship on the road before. Does that experience matter going into this game on the road again?
You hope so. But I think it's only 4 or 5 players who on that team from when I was there. So, you know, you hope those guys bring that experience with them, but we got a totally different team. Guys who've grown throughout the year, and, you know, hopefully they show it.
Do you get a feeling that of what other defenders feel when they play against Aaron, when you're playing against a guy like Russell, that you have to cover a lot longer because you never know what they're going to do creatively?
It's a tough deal, you know, but at the same time, we know it have to be done. And when you're facing a quarterback like that, preparation is always the key. And, you know, we do those type of drills at practice, and you always hope that it shows up in the game. And you never can really, you know, tell what the quarterback in the game will do, but at least you'll be prepared for the situation.
Taking Percy Harvin out of that offense, is it a lot different?
Not really. Still doing some of the same things. Obviously, you know, there's a couple plays here and there that was designed for Percy, but it's not in there. But pretty much the same offense.
When you won it all those years ago, the whole thing, the Super Bowl, did you ever imagine it would be this hard to get back?
I didn't think it was easy with the year we won it, you know. So it's pretty tough every year. I've been to 3 championship games, including this one. So, yes, it is tough to get back, but you never know. Every year is different. You know, we come in every year at least with the aspect of we're going to be one of the teams that's going to potentially be there. And, you know, we always hope to be there, but it don't turn out that way all the time.
When it comes to Marshawn Lynch, I know you talked about him a little bit, but where would you rank him among the running backs in the league, and how tough is he to stop, contain?
He's tough. In my book, he's in the top 2. You know, I don't think guys can teach some of the things that he do. And when you see it out on film, you're like, oh, man, we got to get some guys to the ball carrier. It's not going to just be one guy to take him down. So he's pretty impressive.
Tremont, a lot of talk this week about how the defense has been different since the bye week. And, you know, there have been a few obvious changes with what Clay, you know, moved around a little bit and some different guys in the lineup. But how much has the secondary been a part of this turnaround? Just as far as, you know, you guys have obviously opened up the ability to do a lot of different things as well with how you cover.
It's been good. We know that, you know, we was going to be asked to do a little bit more in the back end. And the key was that the defense will be better. And with that said, the defense has been better. It's, you know, giving us a lot of flexibility of putting in different packages, giving different looks. And it's been effective. So You know, we're not really looking for much, you know, much of a, what should I say, much of, I guess,
spotlight?
Spotlight, yeah. in the secondary, but at the same time, long as we can play good team ball, you know, that's all we're asking for. I mean, we're not looking for much spotlight.